Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we dove into the fruit of the Spirit about kindness in Galatians 5:22-23. So today, we will be exploring goodness. Goodness seems to carry a slightly different weight than kindness. Although listed separately, what differences do you see between kindness and goodness? How might Spirit-led goodness go beyond simply being nice? It speaks to an inherent moral quality, a commitment to what is right, pure, and honorable in God's eyes. It's about having an upright heart that desires to please God in all things. This fruit isn't passive. It manifests in actively doing what is good and right in various situations. It involves making moral choices, standing for truth, and living a life that reflects God's holiness. While rooted in moral integrity, goodness also extends to how we treat others. It involves acts of generosity, benevolence, and a genuine desire to see others flourish. It's about being a positive influence in our community, looking for ways to help and uplift those around us. If you have your Bibles, please open to Psalms 119:68, which states, "You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes." This means that God is naturally good. This fruit of the Spirit allows believers to reflect that aspect of His character. It's about becoming more like Christ in our thoughts, words, and deeds. While closely related to kindness, goodness often carries a stronger sense of moral rectitude and a commitment to what is inherently right, even when it might be difficult or unpopular. Kindness focuses more on a gentle and compassionate disposition, while goodness emphasizes moral integrity in action. Think of it as kindness guiding how we act and goodness guiding what we can act upon. This fruit is not something we can conjure up on our own. It's the Holy Spirit working within us, transforming our hearts and empowering us to live lives that are pleasing to God and beneficial to others. Now, let's take a look at some great example of goodness found in the Bible. In the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel 24 and 26, we see on two separate occasions, David had the opportunity to kill Saul, who was relentlessly pursuing him. However, David, recognizing Saul as the Lord's anointed, chose not to harm him. This demonstrated moral integrity and respect for God's authority, even when it was personally inconvenient or dangerous. Another example in the New Testament is found in Acts 10:3-8, where Jesus' entire earthly ministry was characterized by goodness. He consistently went about doing good, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, confronting the brokenhearted, and teaching the truth. His miracles were not just displays of power, but acts of love and goodness towards those in need. These stories highlight that biblical goodness is not just a passive state of being, but an active and intentional commitment to what is right, beneficial, and reflective of God's character, often demonstrated through practical actions and a genuine concern for others. In essence, the fruit of the Spirit of goodness is a deep-seated moral purity and a commitment to active righteousness that results in beneficial actions towards others, reflecting the very nature of God in our lives. It calls us to be agents of positive change, driven by the Holy Spirit's power within us. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful fruit of your Spirit that is goodness. We recognize that true goodness flows from your own perfect and righteous nature, and you desire that we reflect this in our lives. We confess that we often fall short of your standard of goodness. We can be swayed by selfish motives, tempted by what is easy rather than what is right, and sometimes fail to actively pursue what is honorable and pure in your sight. Forgive us for the times we have compromised on your goodness. We ask for a deeper infilling of your Holy Spirit, that this fruit of goodness may take root and flourish within us. Help us to cultivate a heart that desires what is true, what is right, and empower us to live lives of moral integrity that are pleasing to you. Grant us discernment to know the difference between what is merely acceptable and what is truly good. Give us the courage to stand for righteousness, even when it is difficult or unpopular. May our actions be characterized by honesty, integrity, and a genuine desire to be a positive influence in our families, our workplaces, and our community. Help us to extend your goodness to others through acts of generosity, service, and a commitment to their well-being. May we be agents of positive change, reflecting your love and light in a world that often needs so desperately. Thank you for the gift of goodness, a fruit that honors you and blesses those around us. May we be faithful bearers of this fruit, striving to live lives that are marked by your moral excellence and active righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue our exciting journey exploring the fruit of the Spirit. Until then, God bless and take care, my friends.